It's Thursday, May 2nd, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous run tech podcast. This is show number 855, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our April GoDaddy special, get 32% off, our May GoDaddy special, get 32% off at GoDaddy using promo code GO32OFF1 or get a .com for $2.49. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots to share. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii, nay, via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana and listeners from around the world. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being subscribed. And of course, we want to encourage you to take time and just to take a few minutes and get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you get over there, check all our great content out. We got a lot of great writers on the website putting up daily content. So definitely check them out. And of course, get subscribed to the show as well. That way you'll never miss a single episode. It's real easy to do. It's right there on the website, iTunes, RSS feed, whatever you need to do to get subscribed, please do. Sign up for our newsletter. Newsletter contains everything that we're going to cover today and during the show that goes out immediately after the show. I don't spam you with a bunch of BS either, so the newsletter is really kind of a two-a-week type of deal, so definitely get subscribed to it. Of course, if you want to reach me directly, it's real easy to do so via Twitter at Geek News. Of course, you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Our hotline remains open at 619-342-7365. If you want to watch the show, you can watch the show post-show if you're not watching live via the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. We're on the Tech Podcast channel there. Definitely check us out under the Tech and News section of that Tech Podcast channel. So, of course, this show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network and lots of great shows over there. And matter of fact, tonight, part of the show is being done in conjunction with, we're starting up a basically our TPN Weekly again, where we introduce ourselves to the techpodcast.com audience. So if you're listening at this point, you're hearing the portion of the show that I put up on the Tech Podcast Weekly feed. And I want to encourage you again, if you're checking it out over there, to come over. This, just so you know, and of course the regular listeners know this, this show's in about an hour 15, every time I produce it, which is every Monday and Thursday night. It's available to be downloaded via iTunes and other places Tuesdays and Fridays. I cover all the most recent tech. I definitely talk about what is going on here as well. So it's a little bit of a different tech show. It's going to be more personal. And really my goal is that when I'm doing this show, is it's more of a, so that you feel it's more of a face-to-face conversation, like you're sitting across from the coffee table, you know, basically hanging out with me and we're just talking tech. Now, while that, obviously I don't get the feedback directly from you, you can pick up that keyboard and send me an email or tablet or pick up the phone and call me and give me your feedback about the show, the content, the things that's going on. And that's really where the, you know, where the interaction happens. So we want you to interact with the show, be part of the family here. And again, if you're checking us out on TPN Weekly, welcome to the show. But let me move on down the line here and give the rest of the audience that's here every week with me twice a week a little more details. We're up on live stream tonight. And those of you there on the live stream, thanks for being here. And definitely appreciate that. I want to thank the folks over at GoDaddy for being sponsored. We've got a new deal this month with GoDaddy. They put together a new special for us. And really, I kind of emailed my rep. I said, dude, this is not much different. He says, yeah, it's not. So what we're getting is you're getting 32% off, not 35% off. So you're going to get 32% off your order. Again, a new order over at GoDaddy.com. And you're going to basically be able to save some good money over there. That 35% deal is gone, 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 gone. So 32%, 3% less for delaying. But, check all the stuff out there. GoDaddy website builder, all their different products, .coms and so forth. Now, we got, they lowered the price on the .coms. How low can they go? $2.49. And wow, what a deal. You're going to find the link to all my GoDaddy promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That 249.com is geek249. And, at that price, let's just be straight up. You can buy a 249.com for your wife. She can put up a website. And, they got additional deals to go along with that. You can buy one for your son. Of course, order them separately, set their own accounts up. That's a great deal for .com, $2.49. Of course, all of our codes will save you a lot of money, no matter where you what you buy over there. And I've got a whole stack of them. Again, you can find all those codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Well, I thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here, and hope that you'll back the sponsor as well with your cash purchases. And we're at GoDaddy.com. Helps the show, keeps us moving forward, and keeps the lights on. So let me go ahead and move on here and talk a little bit about what's coming up this weekend. This next weekend on the New Media Show, we'll have a guest, of course, Rob Greenlee, my co-host. Rob has scheduled Paul Colligan to come online, and this should be an interesting guest. I've known Paul, since the very first New Media Expo that happened in 2005, and Paul is he's always trying stuff new in the media side, and he's worked big in affiliate marketing. He's done lots of one-off type deals. He's webinars, so Paul definitely comes from a different perspective. And he was a big did a lot of podcasts early in the day. I don't think he does so much now, but the goal of that show is being bringing a lot of variety. And those of you that are media creators, or maybe you're just thinking about becoming a media creator, Paul brings an interesting perspective. Always like talking to Paul. He's very frank, very straightforward, and should prove to be a great conversation with Rob and I. So 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern is the time that we kick off that show. So we hope to see you there. Ingress, still playing, having a great time. It's been kind of weird. I'm become the arch nemesis here in Hawaii. I don't know. Every game there has to be one person they pick on, or not pick on, but becomes a target. Or and I'm not saying I didn't have nothing to do with stirring the pot, but it's pretty fun, and we're always looking for more local kind, local players. So if you're in Hawaii, listen to the show, and you want to play Ingress, you want to play on the Resistance, let me know. I'll get you an invite. Added three people to the game. They're friends of mine here recently, so we're going to get them going and moving on. Yes, I'm having a lot of fun with this, and if you can see, I'm getting a lot of nice sun being out and about, which is good. Hey, I want to talk just about, I got a Facebook message yesterday. And, okay, here we are. We're at show number 855, right? This is my gig. This is what I do. I create tech content. I put stuff out. We have sponsors for the show. Obviously, I do some other things on the side with some consulting as well. But, the majority of my family's revenue comes from our sponsors and our insiders. And, I live here in Hawaii. The only residual income that I had from my time in the military was my military retirement. And, it's not like it's a big extraordinary amount of money. I've been retired 5 years now, and I obviously retired as a senior chief, didn't retire, which is an E8, didn't retire as a as an officer, high-ranking officer. So my pension that I get for those 24 years of service is okay. It doesn't even make my house payment. That gives you an idea. And so can't complain. I'm not at all bitching. Don't get me wrong. But this guy has got this hard-on for me on this show. And he's like, you just give it up, Todd. You need to quit. Quit playing with that hobby. You know, I'm like, you know, he says, oh, I've heard from people that you're not doing well. I'm like, from who? I have never, ever, ever announced on this show what revenue, nor will I ever announce what type of revenue I make on this podcast. Frankly, it's no one's business. And we work with a lot of podcasters at Raw Voice, and what we pay them and what they make is completely private. What they, you know, we give generalities on ranges, and believe me, it's full range from very small amounts of money to very large checks. And, but I never will say X show made X amount of dollars. We won't do that. You guys know that the stated goals on this show has been to grow it, grow the support, have people here that would help it. Obviously, we haven't added that so that you know from a listening standpoint and a viewing standpoint that the revenues haven't grown extraordinary. But hey, we're still living the dream here in Hawaii and just getting by to a certain extent. And it is what it is, right? And it continues to be fun. I love doing the show. I always said from the very beginning, it's not about the money. Believe me, the money helps. It helps pay the bills because we do have reoccurring hosting, bandwidth, all the other stuff that just goes along with a show. There's a certain amount each month that I know is we got to make this much and this much above. And we watch it from month to month on a finance standpoint. Some months we have three sponsors. That really helps the show out a lot. If we don't have three, we're okay. We get down to one, it gets a little tighter. We have to tighten our belts just like anyone else does with their own small business. And this is what this is. This is a business for me, even though we do this show for you, or I do this show for you. So that individual, you know, it just rubbed me wrong because he quote unquote knows what I'm doing. He has no clue. Absolutely no clue. The only person that knows how much is in that comes from that I get for a check is my wife and my accountant and my bank. That's the only people that know. We're not driving Cadillacs here. We're not driving Mercedes Benz. So it's not like we're living high on the hog. You know, we're average American family that is is working, you know, to make ends meet. So for that naysayer, and I don't even know, it just bent me a little bit. And I wanted to talk about it. I share things with you guys all the time. And, you know, I could almost get, how should we say it, non-child safe here for a minute. I think I did a little earlier. I apologize. But, you know, that person, if you're listening, if you want to be a hater, go ahead, be a hater. We got better things to do. I'm going to move on. And I'm happy to do this show. And you guys know that I always said when it become not fun, I would tell you and we would change it or we would do something different. But, it's still fun. My wife still supports it. The kids still support it. You know, we're looking at possibly making a move, try to get closer to town. You get closer to town, we have to downsize a little bit. We'll make maybe some changes. But, you know, that is just, you know, that's life. We'll continue to move on. But the show will continue to move forward until such time that I feel that it's not worth doing. And it's not at that point. I don't want to go back and, be a slave, really. So, at this point, I'm not a slave to anybody. I'm a slave to this show for you guys, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, I'm not giving up. It's not going to happen. But anyway, let's get into the tech. Let's take care of the last piece of business here so that we can pay our bills. And you guys know very well that I'm a big fan of Citrix GoToMeeting. And let me just talk about them for a second. You know, they've been here as a sponsor pretty much straight through since mid-2005. And, you know, why do they continue to sponsor the show and why do they continue to be here these many years later? It's because you guys keep doing the trials. You keep testing or even buying a product. But new listeners are coming in and they want to find out what this product's all about. And we had a fan of our PowerPress plugin basically say, I need this new feature. And it's something that really wasn't even on our radar. And I said, it's, you know, if we get to it, maybe next year, because it's something that we wouldn't normally do. It's not a feature that would be used a lot. And so I got Angelo on a GoToMeeting session. And I said, okay, what's this going to take? And, you know, basically we did a proposal. We figured out the hours and did everything we needed right in a GoToMeeting session. So when your team can get together and you're face-to-face, you know, that's really the best, you know. But decisions sometimes have to be made in moments, not days. And that's where we use the GoToMeeting session to be able to bring the folks from different locations together, so that we wouldn't have to have this 25 chain email that we went through. And, you know, it really got us to the point where we could say within about 30 minutes, I was able to send a proposal back to the guy and say, okay, here, if you pay this much, we'll take care of the rest. You know, it's going to cost this much. We're going to make you pay that much. And then, you know, because we're going to get some benefit from this new feature too, we'll pay the majority of the development work. But in order for me to take Angelo off task, here's what it's going to cost. And boom, within about 24 hours, they came back and said, okay, let's go. And for the last 2 days, Angelo's been coding up this new feature for PowerPress. So with GoToMeeting, you share the same screen, you stay on the same page, and to build an HD video conferencing makes your online meetings just like being in the same room. Plus, it's simple to launch a meeting really from anywhere using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. You can even present with your iPad. I love GoToMeeting. So I want you to try GoToMeeting as well, free for 30 days. And let me ring up the little the lower third here. Oops, pressed the wrong button. And here is the deal. Meeting is believing. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the try it free button. Use the promo code podcast. Again, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the try it free button and use the promo code podcast. Remember that promo code podcast. Thanks for GoToMeeting for being a sponsor here. And thank you guys for supporting them as well. It's my pleasure to have them on as a sponsor here. All right, let's go ahead and get into the tech. That's what you guys want to hear. That's what you're here for. And did I press that button? No, I did not. For those of you that are listening to the TPN Weekly, we are going to leave you at this point. And if you want to hear really what this show is all about the detailed tech news that I cover, you need to come over to geeknewscentral.com and get subscribed to the show. But those of you that are listening to this for the first time about the TPN Weekly, we want you to give us a try. And thank you for listening for this short intro to Geek News Central.